pretty much the highest point, isn't it?
Leuven Howe. This is
Salter Gate, Robin Hood's Bay.
Yep.
Let's get out. Mick Carroll is a bird watcher, and we were walking towards his favourite patch of moor. It's flipping freezing up here, even in summer, isn't it? What's the pleasure?
You've just come straight up from London, no wonder you're cold. You've got to get acclimatised up here, lad.
I was here because I'd been told if I wanted to understand the essence of the moor, I ought to meet Mick.
I was taken up to Moorlands from when I could walk by my father. He instilled into me the beauty of the moors and what's on the moors.
He comes for the wildlife, the wilderness, but he says that what most of us see around here is just a man-made grouse factory.
On our left, we have some intensively managed moor for grouse. That's the Pereire.
The what?
The Pereire.
I don't understand.
Well, it looks like a Pereire, isn't it? There's no growing.
It may bring in money, but he feels it isn't the real moor. For that, you need to visit an area off-limits to most walkers. Here, near the Fylingdales radar station. So, grouse moor over there, Mick. And in front of us, this is the radiation hazard zone. The RAD has set aside in the 60s to keep people away from the original radar. And it doesn't look like the rest of the moor. And it's thick with bird life. It's returning to what it should be, which is forest, isn't it?
Open forest. Forest and heath mixed together. You can imagine, you know, the old hunting forest of the kings. The word hunted boar or something like that. The real moorland.
I was walking from Middlemroyd over the moor to Studley Pike, and a hailstorm came down just as I went onto the moor.
Will Atkins has been touring our blasted heathlands.
Suddenly there was thunder and the sky darkened. There was this sense that I was under attack, that I was being pursued by this storm, but also somehow by the moor itself.
And he wants to challenge our view of this landscape. We may think this is natural, it isn't.
The hand of man is very visible. Before there were the moors, there was forest. Mesolithic man came along, he gradually felled the forests, the uplands became waterlogged.
This was an environmental disaster.
Precisely. You can often feel as if you're walking through an environment that's the aftermath of a kind of catastrophe, a man-made ecological catastrophe.
But he and Mick both agree it's beautiful and inspiring. The question is, why?
I'm drawn to bleakness. I think we're all drawn to bleakness in some senses. I think we're drawn to that which feels alien. I think we're drawn to that which feels inhuman. Dreary is the word that you hear again and again from the Romantics and even from Emily Bronte.
Wild the roads, and rough and dreary, barren all the moorland round, rude the couch that rests us weary, mossy stone and heathy ground.
It's not always brown and blasted heath. It changes. It's got its own appeal. You can think while you're out here as well. Problem solve. Think things through and just be at one.